Yeah, that good. Pecker Wrecker Turkey Calls.
Yeah.
Pecker Wrecker. Hey, my old buddy Pecker from Graham. We call his second wife Pecker Wrecker.
Maybe they're related.
All right, dude, let's all jump out. Catch up on your news. Get going with Hoyt and the Boys, Monday morning tune. Hang on. The 28th, and the short roses month of July, the August before you know it, you will know it on Sunday. Hey, we got old crew dribbling in here this morning, everybody.
Hey, hey you.
Hey. Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
That's a peach, Podge. Let's see here, what's National Days? National Milk Chocolate Day, all right. Some milk chocolate. Man, I was thirsty. I ran out of coffee on the farm. I had to have something like that. I just put some Hershey syrup and some good old cold milk. Stirred it up. That was good. I hadn't had some of that since I was a kid.
Wow.
Closest I could come to cold coffee on the farm.
So it's a Black Feasley now.
Today's National Water Park Day. As we also recommend bathing suits.
I hope so.
Odd. All right, y'all familiar with water parks?
Yeah.
All right, so that's
it's a big park, and they have all kind of swimming pools and stuff. Yeah.
So, have you taken some milk chocolate in a water park?
Ooh, no.
do reenact the Caddyshack scene.
No.
No big deal. Well, so we saved up our 3 dates in history. We'll get our first prize pack out, and let's all wake up talking to ourselves. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we play for today, a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. The latest innovation for the corn cucumber. From the cucumber of corner and vine.
So
cucumbers come in handy with Mount Olive Pickles. Sells more pickles in the United States than any pickle company. And now the pickle juicers, who've been through that, and pickle juice, good for you. Check it out. Mount Olive Pickles making great products since 1926. Look at our 3 dates in history where we get our categories. July 28th, it was 1866. Beatrix Potter was born in England. In 1894, in a letter to a critically ill child, she told a story of 4 little rabbits. Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. Her own pet rabbit, Benjamin H. Bouncer, inspired the story. It has since been published in 17 languages.
I bet Benjamin's going, well, hey, what about me, Doc?
Name was too long to fit. Benjamin H. Bouncer, and I'm sorry. Good. All right, move up to 1900. Louis Lessing in New Haven, Connecticut, created the hamburger. Some people insist it was invented at the Louisiana Purchase Exposition on April 30th, 1904, and Seymour, Wisconsin claimed it was by Charlie Nagreen in 1889.
So nobody really knows.
We know we got us a hamburger, though. And finally, it was on this date, no two, an Indian dairy. Or is that an Indian dairy?
Indian dairy.
That's a dairy firm.
Yeah.
Began marketing instant holy cow dung to help urban Hindus perform their rituals properly. Hindus sanctify places of worship by sprinkling them with a mixture of cow dung and water before conducting rituals. The packaged cow dung is sold in cities where cattle are scarce.
Tough thing to come up with a cartoon mascot for, I would think.
All right, dude. Well, there you go. There's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS. You told free line. We play Outburst. Next.
Hello.
Wednesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. We got a summary of what the internet thinks of the Bezos rocket.
It's almost unanimous. Yeah. It's one of the few times the entire internet
agrees on something. Yeah, exactly.
That's the first time I've seen the rocket.
Oh.
I've seen it before. That's crazy.
To use a fancy word, it's very phallic.
Yes, so, it is.
Good job putting this together. Funny stuff at thebigshow.com. And right now, get our hump day winning again.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Philip from Hodges, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, buddy, welcome. Man, we pulling for you. You've been up long enough. Get legs in your head up there in above your shoulders. I don't know what.
I don't recommend trying that unless you already have a chiropractor.
And a proctologist.
Yeah. Philip knew what I was talking about. All right. All right, here we go, Philip. Three categories. First, in 5 seconds, three names for pets. Ready, go.
Jax, Princess, and Lexi.
Three good. Now, Philip, three kinds of hamburgers. Ready, go.
Cheeseburger, gourmet burger, and mushroom twist.
And for the win, three things made from a cow. Ready, go.
Hamburger, cheese, and milk.
Well done. Good round of categories. Good work. And you got a big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack head down to Hodges to celebrate with.
I appreciate it. Thank you all.
All right. Bezos should have served those on his rocket.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
All right, Philip, you hang on. Jackie, hook you up.
Appreciate y'all. Be safe.
Idiots. Huh? I told you I couldn't say it a while ago,
right,
but
there you go.
Yeah, I can now. I'm all right.
Thank
all
right. you.
Hold on, you may need it again before the end of the show.
Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio Wednesday, July 28th. Well, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics are going on this summer of 2021. Usually every 2 years, you know, have the Olympics go back and forth between winter and summer. The last Winter Olympics was 2018, and we were right there.
Well, you know, if you're in the TV business, covering the Olympics has got to be a dream come true. But it ain't all autographs and limousines, as they say. From the home office in Pyeongchang, here they are, the top 10 pet peeves of NBC correspondents at the 2018 Winter Olympics. Right. Number 10, fending off the drunken advances of Katie Couric. Number 9, Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir always making catty comments about your parka. Number 8. Cashiers eyeball you the whole time you're in the store like you're Ryan Lochte or something. Number 7, doing bong hits with Willie Geist, not nearly as much fun as doing bong hits with Marv Albert. Number 6, weird text messages from Matt Lauer asking, is Mike Tirico prettier than me? Number five, that 17-year-old snowboard kid keeps borrowing your ID to buy beer. Number four, reassuring your grandma they don't kill the losers like Hunger Games. Number three, Jimmy Fallon might show up in person and make you do some dumb karaoke bit. Number two, Morgan Freeman always tips the hookers with Visa gift cards. And the number one pet peeve of NBC Olympics correspondents, late night prank calls from Bob Costas.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio. Continue with our Olympic theme first thing this morning. This top 10 list, Billy.
Well, before the International Olympic Committee adds a new sport to the official lineup, they try it out a time or two during the games as a demonstration event. But not all of the proposals make the cut to get a tryout. Here they are, Big Show top 10 list for today. Top 10 rejected demonstration events at the Tokyo Olympics. Number 10, the Dutch oven. Number 9, the clean and twerk. Number 8, the 100-meter door dash. Number 7, the Tide Pod Challenge. Number 6, beer bong with Michael Phelps. Number 5, something called the 50-meter fuster cluck. Number 4, loser buys HGH for the rest of the team. Number 3, shark tank with actual sharks.
Yeah.
Number 2, rhythmic cornhole. And the number 1 rejected Olympic event, purple nurple.
What? Go now? Go now? Okay. Good morning. Stan Higgins here. Nothing makes my day like a chance to pop in on John Boy and Billy here on The Big Show. But I don't come here just to see them. I'm not a gay. I come here for the eye candy. Babs, Jackie, and Thader. And Daddy's got a sweet tooth. How was that?
It's a Big Show on the radio. July 28th, you having a birthday today. Happy birthday. You're sharing one with accordion player Frankie Yankovic.
Ah, yes.
That name sound familiar? Well, Frankie would have been 106 years old. Yes, he was Weird Al's dad. And he was the first polka musician to win a Grammy. I never knew that about Weird Al's dad. That's how he learned to play the accordion. So he also founded the Polka Hall of Fame.
Well, somebody had to do it.
That's pretty wild, man.
He's our hero.
Oh, Frankie Yankovic.
What kind of accent was that?
My oompa-mpa, oompa-mpa.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
The polka accent.
My
good
polka
work,
accent. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, then. Let's see, Elizabeth Berkley, actress Elizabeth Berkley, 49.
I don't think she's done much since.
No, she's on Saved by the Bell. She was the curly-headed girl on Saved by the Bell, and she did, what was that movie, Showgirls?
Yeah, stripper movie.
Oh,
stripper
man, movie. That's right. I happened to see some of that. That was pretty bad.
Oh.
She was angry. She was dancing angry through the whole movie.
No one wants to see that.
She spoils the mood of the whole transaction. You know?
I just don't go for anger.
I know.
You want it to be happy.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Nobody else? Nobody else?
Yeah, no, there's a few, but I'm saving one for about an hour.
It better be worth it, because we can sure use it right now.
I know. Oh, that's a tease. Hang around. We'll have a fun birthday in about an hour. Tatertainment news in minutes. All right. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Somebody will win two great board games from the Op Games. If you're looking for an easy, fun party game for all ages, Blank Slate is the game for you. And Hues and Cues is different than other board games. Connecting colors and clues has never been this fun. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Pillars, did you eat something wrong?
He's just
over there moaning.
Work tablets, and I got to sit through this.
Yes.
This one's going to be different.
So, Pillars, did you hear about this big fire in New Orleans? A mansion was on fire, and they think it was intentionally set.
No.
Did you hear about that?
Do tell.
I know.
What
was
am I doing?
Jay-Z and Beyonce's place.
Ah.
Officials are calling it a case of arson after initially receiving a call about a suspicious person on the scene and discovering that the house was on fire.
Ah, were they at home?
They were not at home. TMZ reports there were no injuries. Mm-hmm. A crew of 22 firefighters responded, though, to fight this fire at about 6 in the afternoon and spent more than 2 hours battling the blaze.
Mm-hmm. So their home in New Orleans?
New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of Whitney Houston?
I like her music. I like her voice.
Well, she's back. No, I know. She passed away in 2012. But you can see her likeness in the form of a hologram, which will be performing a lengthy residency at Harrah's in Las Vegas, beginning in October and running through April of 2022.
Wow, so like she's on stage, but like in a hologram?
It's like a 3D projection.
Yes. It is billed as an evening with Whitney, the Whitney Houston hologram concert. What's going to happen is it was supposed to open back in 2020 in Vegas, but was delayed, of course, to the pandemic. So what will happen was the show will include holograms of Whitney from her various stages in her career. So it'll be shots of that alongside real life backup singers, dancers, and musicians, according to Rolling Stone. So she'll be moving around stage, but as a hologram. And
how could they do those way back when she was young? Just get pictures of her?
I guess they just take footage of her and turn it into a 3D image somehow.
Yeah, I've talked to the people that do that. I got some plans for you, John.
Oh, no. Well, it's a joint venture between Bass Hologram and Whitney's estate.
Jody says, let him know when the technology is ready. He's ready to be scanned.
That's right. Could you put one sitting in right now? Go back to bed.
Yeah.
I want the happy John Boy, though. I don't want the one that's giving you that look you're giving me now.
This one have him from various stages of his career.
This one will be completely controlled by me.
Oh, boy.
They will have an off switch, which is not even the original. But now
it stutter like Max Headroom did. Starting this week on Jeopardy, LeVar Burton is hosting for his 1 week. More than a 250,000 people signed a change.org petition to make LeVar the permanent replacement for Alex Trebek, according to Variety Magazine.
And this is a guy that really wanted to do it, too. He's worked a long time. Yeah, he was like, he's a huge Jeopardy fan, and he's been doing everything he can to get people to say, you know, we should put him in there.
So there's a petition out.
He ought to wear that old Mustang oil filter that he used to wear for glasses.
From Star Trek. That
make him look smarter.
That was a hair comb.
Oh, and I don't know if you've seen this. Pillar showed it to me. Sony Pictures has released a new trailer for Ghostbusters Afterlife.
And I've seen the that looks outstanding. Let me tell you something. I don't get excited about movies anymore. This, I just got, you know, a little chill bump somewhere, especially because of the very ending of it.
Yeah, Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Well, Sony produced the all female reimagining of the film back in 2016.
Oh, they ain't gonna do that.
And that installment underperformed. right, at the box office. So Sony brought on Jason Reitman as a co-writer and director for Ghostbusters Afterlife.
And his dad is the guy that did the original.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's right. And he brought in a younger cast and got the original stars to agree to being a part of the film.
Okay.
So they're taking the franchise in a different direction. Instead of it being comedy, you know, ghostbusting, it's like real paranormal ghostbusting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But still with Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray?
No, no, no.
Well,
yeah.
Like there's a tie-in. There's definitely a tie-in that you're going to see.
If you've watched the trailer, you're like, that is brilliant.
Yeah.
The way they're
putting
the two together. Right. Sure,
Is that going to be a theater movie?
Well, yes. Yeah. It was originally scheduled for release in July of 2020. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. But delayed, of course, due to COVID. So it's now scheduled to release on November 11th.
This year. In theater.
And the executive producer, one of them, is Aykroyd.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the executive producers.
All right.
Let me know how that is.
Yeah.
And that's a wrap.
All right, Tater, thank you.
What part was I supposed to get excited about? The Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Should have done that first so I could have gone back.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. So we found out in August of 1904, a Rhode Island judge handed down the first jail sentence for doing this in a car.
Speeding.
Yeah, it was speeding. Speeding. Man was going 15 miles an hour.
Where's the fire, pal?
This ain't no neighborhood. It's a residential district. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Despite having well over 30,000 locations across the U.S., this well-known business enterprise only has one location that offers drive-through service.
Is it Burger King? Because the one near my house is so slow, I'm not sure they've got one.
No. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Wednesday morning, Big Show's on the radio, humming through hump day. And our video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. A summary of what the internet thinks of the Bezos rocket.
You know, the internet can be very juvenile, but in this case, they're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Check it out for yourself at thebigshow.com. Good job putting that together, Darren Ray.
That's right, baby.
Come on, baby. Come on.
And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Woo-hoo! And now your host, reminding you, be kind to others. Don't be a Bezos rocket. He's John Boy.
And thank you. Let's say hey to Bobby out of Batesburg, South Carolina. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, we all good. Baba, welcome. All right, man. You first up. Let's see if you got it. What?
Baba.
Despite having well over 30,000 locations across the U.S., this well-known business enterprise only has one location that offers drive-through service. What could it be, Bobby?
That would be the post.
Son of a bee, son of a bee.
What?
Yeah.
So that mean you bumped heads.
Yeah.
All right. So did you say the post office?
Yes, sir.
The post office. Let's see.
Seven.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And nailed it.
Good work. Yeah, by the way, if you want to go the drive-thru, the only one is at the Chicago Post Office at 433 West Van Buren.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, all those people who are calling the post office going, you know, with this pandemic, you guys ought to do like, you know, like a drive-thru. Oh, we have one. If you don't mind driving to Chicago.
Hey, well, good work, Bobby. You got the two great board games from the Op Games headed down to Batesburg for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, buddy. Hang on for Jackie. Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side, our time capsule dug up for the past 40 years. Look around. Look right over there.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
It is time for Oliver.
Well, well, well. Life used to be so simple when you were a kid. You were encouraged to live and let live. Nowadays, it's a much different story. Yes, our country is in decline, and political correctness has run amok. The moral fabric of our society has become frayed and threadbare. We've given in to the persnickety demands of the few, and it seems everyone's skin is thinner than Obama's resume.
Hey, you where you going?
And you know what? I understood every word he said. I've been here too long. And if you want a perfect example of how drastically things have changed, just look at the difference between high school in the 50s and high school in this era of modern enlightenment. Let me preach on it.
Great job, man.
I didn't understand a word of that. Jackie goes squirrel hunting before school and then pulls into the parking lot with her shotgun in the truck's gun rack. Now, in the 50s, the principal notices Jackie's shotgun and gets his shotgun to show her. Today, the school goes into lockdown. The FBI is called. Jackie is hauled off to jail and never sees her truck or gun again. Counselors help traumatized students and teachers. Jackie falls in love with her 400-pound cellmate, Croatia. In the 50s, Johnny gives his Muslim friend Ali a Christmas card. Ali thanks him, and they build a snowman. Today, Johnny gives his Muslim friend Ali a Christmas card. A nosy teacher sees this and takes Johnny to the counselor's office. The police are called, and Johnny is charged with a hate crime. The school board calls a special meeting and arranges a special prayer room for the Muslim student. All decorations and references to Christmas are removed. They now celebrate the winter festival. The other Muslim students behead the snowman. Billy won't sit still in class and disrupts other students. In the 50s, Billy is sent to the principal's office and gets the paddle. He goes back to class and sits still, brother. When he gets home, his father tells him he had it coming. Today, they put Billy on Ritalin and he becomes a zombie. He's tested for ADD and the school gets extra money from the state because of his disability. Billy later sues the school for an undisclosed six-figure sum, which he squanders on a trip to Occupy Wall Street. Marcy breaks a neighbor's window and her father gives her a whipping with the belt. In the 50s, Marcy is more careful next time. She grows up normal, goes to college, and becomes a successful businesswoman. These days, Marcy's father is arrested for child abuse. Marcy is sent to foster care and joins a gang. The state psychologist determines that Marcy was abused and her father goes to prison. Her mom shacks up with the psychologist.
Oh, boy.
Randy falls while running on the playground and scrapes his knee. He's found crying by his teacher, Nancy, who gives him a hug. Now, in the 50s, in the short time, Randy feels better and goes back to talking down to the other students. Today, Nancy is accused of being a sexual predator and loses her job. She faces 3 years in state prison. Randy undergoes 5 years of therapy where he discovers that he's gay. Pedro fails high school English. In the 50s, Pedro goes to summer school, passes English, and goes to college. Today, Pedro's cause is taken up by the state. The liberal media says teaching English is a requirement for graduation is racist. The ACLU files suit against the state and the school system. English is banned as the core curriculum. Pedro is given a diploma anyway. Because he cannot speak English, he ends up mowing lawns for a living. You get the idea. I think it's time to take our country back. But to the rest of you who might embrace the way our society has descended into this ridiculous state, to you I say, Obama Biden 2012. That I understood.
John Boy and Billy.
Shut up!
Morning radio done right.
Good Wednesday morning. It is the Big Show on the radio for you, July the 28th. Well, it's always nice to get a visit from our official poet laureate. Let's hear what he has for us today. Welcome back, Colonel Hamilton Brewster.
Hey, John Boy. How's everybody getting on?
We're good, Colonel. What's new in your world?
What's new? Well, that narrows it down a bit. Not my truck or my haircut. Or my drawers, or my romantic situation. But the one thing that is new is my new pond.
Ah, you put in a new pond. Well, what in the world made you think of doing that?
Well, somebody told me I was all wet, and I didn't want to disappoint them. But it ain't just any pond at all, no sir. In fact, I wrote a few stanzas on it. Go something like this.
All right.
When the days get long in the dog days of summer, the heat and humidity are a bit of a bummer. It'd be nice to find something to keep us all cool, but I ain't never been one to want some fancy pool. But since I was a boy, I've always been fond of a big swimming hole, my own personal pond. So I invited friends over with bulldozer and shovel, and we commenced to dig out behind my hovel. 6 long days in the damp southern sun, a 10-acre hole when we was all done. But something was wrong. The fish was all dead. That's when the idea popped in my head. For 6 long days, we made buckets of sweat. It turned the fresh water to salt. At least that's what I bet. My friends all thought I was just a buffoon, but I decided to turn it into a tropical lagoon. I landed with palm trees and sugar white sand, then to the pet store for fishes of every brand. But we needed something bigger than these little minnows, so we set off for the beach to get some real winners. 63 pickups with big plastic liners all headed for the coast of North Carolina. Filled all of them pickups with pure ocean brine, then saltwater fish of every dang kind. Flounder and dolphin, redfish and blues, barracuda and mackerel, and a stingray or two. We even managed to snag a few shark, and we didn't get back till well after dark. The next morning at daybreak, what met our eyes? We created a countrified tropical paradise. It's heaven on earth, but not without flaws. We lost some trespassing skinny dippers to our version of Jaws. A barracuda took a chunk of old fat Charlie's butt, and a blue crab clipped off on one of Melvin Fine's nuggets. A jellyfish stung Mabel and swole up her hips, but she saved money on Botox and did the same to her lips. So come one and all to this Goober's Lagoon. Bring your fishing pole, or maybe a harpoon. My advice is don't come later, but sooner, on account of we're stocking it with bluefin tuna. You like that one? John Boy. Yeah.
Yo, morning, rednecks. This is your pompadus of love, Ike Turner, enjoying the hell out of my retirement, drinking malt liquor, eating Viennese, and when I get to jonesing for a cracker to go with it, I tune in to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. FYI, I done lost my appetite for crackers.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio for you Wednesday, July the 28th. You're taking on birthday babies earlier. Bad Company member Simon Kirk is 72 years old today. Bad Company. Yeah, back years ago, we had Paul Rogers, the lead singer for Bad Company in the Big Show studio. Yeah, did Unplugged, Feel Like Making Love. We're going to get that for you here.
And I have never heard anyone ever do that. Unplugged, acoustical, and the way he can take that bare guitar and that bare microphone and make it sound like it's awesome.
And Jackie Bay was talking about, I think it was in when our studios were still uptown Charlotte before we moved out here to Billy Graham Parkway, John Boy Billy World Headquarters syndication.
You guys asked them to get me some tickets for the concert that night here in Charlotte, and I made my brother Dale go with me. One of the other Hornet players, I can't remember who it was. And one of the guys in the band said, "Are you the girl from the radio this morning?" And I said, "Yeah." "You look different."
Was that a compliment?
What the hell does that mean? Yeah, I clean up a little bit. All right, I wear a baseball cap in here and some sneakers. But when I'm going out, I try to look cute. But he looked at me like, "You don't look like the same girl."
Then come on back here. I might hit on you tonight.
And I might let you.
So Bad Company.
Yeah.
With Jackie Curry. Good morning, got a Big Show on the radio. You got the easiest way for you to win this morning coming up on a current events quiz. You can win a variety pack of Astera Labs products, pharmaceutical grade CBD made in the USA and no bitter aftertaste. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera Labs banner, enter code JBB, get 20% off on all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. We'll play in just a second. First, talking about Paul Rogers in the Big Show studio, the man from Bad Company, Unplugged, Feel Like Making Love. Enjoy.
Right. Baby, when I think about you, think about love. Darling, don't live without you and your love. If I had those golden dreams of my yesterday, I would wrap you in the heaven, but they lay dying on the way. Feel like making, feel like making love, feel like making love, feel like making love, feel like making love to you. If I think about you, I think about love. Oh, my darling, if I live without you, I live without love. And if I had the sun and moon, and he would shine, you know I would give you both night and day, love satisfying. thinking, feel like making love. I feel like making love. Making love, feel like making love to you.
All right, man, that's a good man. Good time. Good
I love I love acoustic versions of songs that you know just got embedded in your life.
Good stuff, man. All right, then. Well, let's play this current events quiz, Bidley. What are we dealing with?
Dumb deer news.
Dumb deer news. All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll free line. Take C and win. We play next. Good Wednesday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. A summary of what the internet thinks of the Bezos rocket. Maybe like me, I've never seen it before. So Randy put this up. Odd.
Yep.
Hey, what y'all think of thebigshow.com? Hope you make your daily visit. All right. And now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Come here.
Well, let's say hey to Steve from Russellville, Kentucky. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. All right, Steve, ready for your quiz? Let's listen to Bidley and you win.
Well, a Walmart in Baraboo, Wisconsin was visited recently by an unwelcome shopper, an adult deer. Witnesses say the animal sauntered through the automatic door like it was in for a weekly shopping trip. Though it did decline when the greeter offered it a buggy. A store employee intercepted the deer, wrestled it to the floor, and was finally able to coax it back outside. An eyewitness says the deer probably came to the store because A, it was attracted by the lights, B, it was looking for food, or C, in the Baraboo Walmart, everything smells like deer urine.
Oh. What'd you got, Steve?
That's a hard one, but I believe I'll have to take C.
You know, it's not that easy to wrestle a deer, you know.
No.
No, you can get your butt kicked.
Yeah, but you do. Humans do have the advantage on one of them slick floors like that.
Right, oh, yeah, right, sure.
Yeah, because yeah. they can't
yeah,
grip.
Deers don't battle on linoleum in the wild.
A couple years ago, we had a brand new neighbor that had moved in from New York. You know, so he ain't been around no wildlife. I mean New York City. You know, yeah, so he's out in the front yard. I just go out to let my dogs out, and I look over, and he's in his front yard, and he's got his arm held out in front of him. And his camera in the other hand. And I'm like, what is he doing? I look to the left, and he's trying to coax a buck to come take food from him. And right behind the buck is the doe and the fawns. So I had to yell to him, don't do that! Man. And, you know, the buck was coming up on him to rear up and kick him.
That was a good idea. It was going to distract him with food.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Stupid. Hey, Steve, up Russellville. I work for you, buddy. Your prize pack headed your way.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. You have a good day, man.
You too, bro. Hang on for Jackie. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right. Hey, look, I think I found an Olympic sport that I can do.
Okay.
I'm sure y'all be supportive of me right after this. Show on the radio for July the 28th. Yeah, Summer Olympics going on. Talking about Olympic sport I might be able to do. All right, this was the Olympics in 2012. They got a countdown up. Was that a that must have been a Winter Olympic deal? Because this is supposed to be the 20th. That's 8 years, right?
Yeah.
So then, so 12 to 2018. So I don't know. I'm not going to be able to do it in my head.
No kidding. Wow. I was really pulling for you.
So was that a Winter or Summer Olympic game?
Anyway, 2012?
2012.
Okay.
Well, let's ask the guy who's filling us in on this idea. That would be you.
It was summer. Summer Olympics.
Okay, good. So it should be going on now.
And they were in London.
Because China's Yi Sling won the first gold of the London Olympic Games in women's air rifle competition. Huh. They got air rifle. I could do that. I mean, as long as you don't have to run or bicycle.
Oh, well, see, there's running and bicycling and skiing involved in it, too.
Because like a lot of those shooting, you know, like well, you run or you ski. Oh, that's a Winter
Olympics. The biathlon, yeah.
Yeah, you ski and then you get down, you got to shoot. I'd be kind of out of breath. You're supposed to breathe out when you squeeze the trigger. Anyway.
So is that just like the pump? You kind of pump the rifle? Is that what the air rifle is?
Well, that's the way all the air rifles I know work.
He hasn't actually seen it. Otherwise, he wouldn't be claiming he could do it.
I didn't know.
I guess that's right. Well, keep an eye out for air rifle competition. They got that over in Tokyo. See if it's just as easy as it sounds.
I don't think these are the Daisy Red Riders. I think these are more professional than you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure. But as long as you don't have to ski or.
Well, he's way more professional than when he was a kid, too. So.
Well, great. Right. She won the medal, so it's probably over. I probably missed it.
And just so you know, we all know you'll put your eye out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that concludes this Big Show Olympic update.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to talk about y'all trying out the best with the women's gymnastic outfits. Because one of them, somebody's wearing a leotard.
Germany.
And was it a beach handball you were talking about?
Yeah, there's I guess the uniform for the teams is a bikini. And Norway decided that they didn't want to do it. They wanted to wear longer shorts, kind of like the spandex looking kind of shorts. Mm. And they keep getting fined for showing up in it. And so Pink over here in America, the singer Pink, was like, keep it up, ladies. I support you.
Hold on. She's talking about Pank.
Pank. She's like, I'll cover your fines.
You're gonna pay the fines.
Because I understand you don't, it's not about wearing the bikini on the beach.
Right.
She understands the
it is for
the
us.
Sex. Right. So.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, that air rifle deal, make sure you ain't got to wear a bikini. I cannot shoot when I got stuff riding up on me.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Oh, yeah.
That concludes this Big Show.
That should do it. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Now the latest effort from Busey.
I go out strolling, that's how I'm rolling. Take a different route. Stop by a party, crowd's kind of arty. About that time I shout, I'll whip it out. I'm just looking for some fun. Check out this son of a gun. Cruising the streets, rocking the beats, looking for Mrs. Right. I got a trick, works pretty slick, getting lucky tonight. I'll whip it out. I'm just looking for some fun. I'll whip it out. Check out this son of a gun. Yeah! Hey, everybody. Gary's here. Let's get this party started right. Why is everybody still dressed? Hey, it's skinny dipping time. I brought along a special guest. Say hello to my little friend. Eeyaw! Chugging and jiving, feeling alive and got no time to pout. Spending a bucky, hope to get lucky in this female drought. Look at the ladies hotter than Hades, hoping for a stud. Sorry there, hun, Mr. Man Bun is probably a dud. to get their attention. My name I mention, I still got some clout. Working an angle, check out my dangle, it's a real knockout. I go streaking, ladies are peeking, I can tell you why. Them other fellas acting all jealous, and this'll make them cry. I whip it out, I'm just looking for some fun. I whip it out, check out this son of a gun. Ah! Hey, where's everybody going? Come on now, he ain't gonna bite you. Unless you want him to.
See, he'll whip it out.
Oh, good morning, darling. This your old Granny Clump. You know the best way to start your day? I don't buy that crap about a balanced breakfast. Listening to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show is low in fat and high in fun. And who the hell can't get behind that? Oh, Patrick, it's time for my sponge bath. Woo!
Good morning, it's Big Show on the Radio, Wednesday, July the 28th. Headlines we got here. Cleveland Indians baseball team's gonna change their name. Good, that'll do it. Florida man decided to celebrate. Oh, by the way, their name's gonna be the Guardians, Cleveland Guardians. Yeah, they'll keep the Indians through this year. They said Native Americans will have to deal with it.
They did not.
I just made that up.
What in the world?
He's angry, and we don't know why.
Man, I know. No, I do, because it's probably going to come to the Atlanta Braves, my baseball team. Oh. Goodness sakes, man. All right. I should have ended with that one. Now I don't even care what else is going on in the world. Y'all got anything?
And that's it for this Big Show Sports Update. How's that?
That's perfect. Thank you. Roll on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance products available at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Thank you much. Hey, let's take a quick peek at the weekend box office, the top five movies from that. Old M. Night Shyamalan's creepy new thriller about the worst beach day ever opened up at number one. Oh, man. Coming in at number two is Snake Eyes. That's a shoot 'em up from the G.I. Joe movie universe. Marvel's Black Widow finished in third, followed by Space Jam, A New Legacy, and F9, The Fast Saga. Mm-hmm. So there's your five.
So was Black Widow, was this the first weekend?
It's been out a couple weeks.
It's been out a couple.
Because Space Jam, I heard that was just as terrible as I thought it was going to be. Aww. So it dropped from one to four.
You're not a Bugs Bunny fan.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind Bugs. LeBron kind of ticks me off.
I'm just wondering who you know that watched it.
Yeah.
The new Bugs.
Jolly, my oldest boy tried to.
Oh, okay, all right.
And the voice for the new Bugs Bunny irritates me.
Uh-oh.
Because it doesn't sound like Bugs Bunny, you know?
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
Yeah. Like that. Exactly.
It was my job, man. Opening this weekend, Disney's Jungle Cruise, starring The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Emily Blunt, the actress from A Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm. And it's based on the theme park ride.
Jungle Cruise.
Loosely based on the theme park ride.
Wasn't that smart. Yeah.
Mm. They've been holding that one for a while, haven't they?
They've been sitting on it for a long time. It's been done for a long
time. Like 3 years.
Usually rides go after the movies, but this is kind of
Well, this they came with the ride first.
Yeah. Like The Rock had hair when they did this.
I noticed he's wearing his little skipper hat from Gilligan's Island.
Right.
That looks nice on him.
You know, Walt Disney, on the original, the ride that was in California, he originally wanted to use live animals all through it, and they finally convinced him not to, and the final thing was
why not, why not? And they said, because they will eat the guests.
Okay, good answer. All right.
He's going to have an early Jurassic Park situation.
Let's look at what's trending on Netflix. How about The Movies That Made Us Season 2? So this is the inside story behind some of your all-time favorite movies. This season looks at Back to the Future, Jurassic Park, Pretty Woman, and Forrest Gump.
I thought the first season of that was pretty good. They had some really interesting stuff about the movies that you think you know everything about a movie, right. And then you see how many of them come so close to not getting made at all.
You know, they talked about Elf and things like that when they were talking. Yeah. Cobra Kai Season 3 is trending on Netflix. This is Bobby and Daniel from The Karate Kid. Remember them? They renewed their old rivalry.
Their what?
Rivalry.
It was Rivalry Week.
And it's a Netflix original series that, according to some, is actually better than it sounds.
It's not bad. I watched part of the first season. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Ralph Macchio does not get old.
No.
He's like in his 60s. He doesn't look...
And he's a very different character than he was in The Karate Kid, too. He's kind of a...
Oh!
A beehole.
Really? Finally, he stood up for himself. Yeah. And Blood Red Sky. This is a movie about a woman who got bit by a mysterious creature years ago, and she starts eating brains in the middle of a transatlantic airline flight.
Ooh,
so in other words, the title could be Zombies on a Plane.
Yeah, really.
But it's not as Blood Red Sky.
Serving brains on the plane.
On purpose.
Would you like pretzels? No, thanks. And that's a wrap of What to Watch.
All right. Thank you very much, Nate. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. All right, here we go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. Your toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. Good Wednesday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. We have a summary of what the internet thinks of the Bezos rocket.
And we agree with them.
Fun and stuff. Check it out. BigShow.com. And we're taking the classic beer requests off the wall coming up in minutes, but right now. Listen,
well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Angie from La Follette, Tennessee. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got Robert from Jacksonville, Texas. Good morning, Robert.
Morning.
Good morning. All right, Robert, Angie, Robert.
Hello.
I decided we start trying to start things off friendlier here. As Wordy Word again.
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk to you anymore.
No,
this is the part of the show where you either want to kick my butt or make fun of me. So.
Oh yeah, this is the part of the show.
Yeah, this is the part where it gets
personal.
Well, it's
just towards the end.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been spending all morning with you.
I mean all that other that's like fun.
Oh, stuff, it takes a good 3.5 hours to work after that, for sure. Yeah.
So anyway, so Robert, your own team Tater and Randy. And Angie on the John Boy Miller side, good luck to y'all.
I don't care for your tone.
There we go. Okay, me and Angie will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. Angie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, baby. Start the clock now. You put this in bread, it makes it rise.
Yeast.
Yes, all right. Rhymes with it, a big meal. Let's have a...
feast.
Yes, rhymes with it, the burden of the... Beauty and the...
Beast.
Yes.
Yeah, there
you
go.
All right. These are another name for guy's pants, not rhyming. Put on a pair of... kind of like you're not trying when you're wearing britches. I mean, like, you know, put on
Aggie?
A... Put on a
Aggie?
Pair... No, not undies. No, okay.
You took her right off the path.
I sure did. All right, my bad. Well, we put a 3 on the board. Good work, Angie. So, Robert and Tater for their round one.
Okay.
All right, I thought I gave some good clues for this. We'll see. Robert, you ready?
I'm ready.
You hear me, Roberts?
Yes, I am.
All right.
And go.
Now, put on a pair of dress blank. I don't want you wearing jeans.
Pants.
It's a fancy word
Black.
For it. Yes.
Yeah, there you
thank
go.
You. I want to mail you something. What is your
Address.
Yep. These kids get these removed. They're in the back of their throat, and they get to eat ice cream.
Tonsil.
Uh-huh. Lightning and blank.
Thunder.
Uh-huh. This is made out of cabbage. Coal blank.
Flaw.
Mm-hmm. There, you know, there's this at the door. Sorry.
Knock.
Right on the edge.
Oh, got knock at the buzzer. All right. A six on the board. Yeah, celebrate. That's the most you've gotten in a while.
I know. I've
All right. Come on, Angie and Billy. We need some points. You ready, Angie?
I'm ready.
And go.
In the big city, you might take a quick walk around the what? Just for a little
clock?
Exercise. Yes, there you go. Rhymes with it. You tell time with one of these.
Clock.
Yeah.
Yep. Birds travel in one of these. This is their group name. It's a blank of birds.
Clock.
Yeah.
There you go. You park your ship at the, or your boat at
dock.
The. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's a blank of, I don't believe it. This is a type of slip-on shoes.
Blank box.
No. Slipper.
Ah,
good.
All right. 4-3, a total of 7 for Angie. So you have taken the lead by 1. So Robert and Randy, 1 will tie, 2 will win. And you ready, Robert?
I'm ready.
All right. Picking up on that. Picking up on that last one. Go.
So it's an electric
rock.
Yeah, that's
rock.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rhymes with it. It's a Chinese cooking utensil. It's a bowl that you use to cook.
Wok.
Yeah.
There it is. That's all that comes. All right, Angie. Doggone, it came up a little short, but you can try again anytime. All right.
Thank you.
All right, sweetie. Sorry, we lost. I'm taking it worse than you are.
Just so you know, it really doesn't matter to me.
Thank you, baby. And Robert down Jacksonville, Texas, your Liquid Performance Prize Pack head your way. Good game.
All right, man. Can I give out a shout out?
Of course.
And just say hey to all my brothers I ride with, and want to say hey to Josh Massey over there on Flat Creek Ranch if he's listening this morning.
All right, good deal. Robert means a lot. Have y'all good old Texas boys listening to the big show. You have a great man. You hang on for Jackie.
Gotcha.
Woo, we got 6!
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. We got Jim Barber out of Sandusky, Ohio. Jim says, please play that 911 PSA. That officer couldn't get through. All right, Tater, it's part of your job description to figure out what our listeners are talking about. Did you do it?
Donnie Presley.
Oh, that's an easy one.
I was like, Donnie Presley. Yeah. 9-1-1-1-1-1.
Oh, yeah. All right, I got that one. It's one of my faves.
There you go.
All right, thank you, Jim. Coming up next. Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request from Jim Barber, Sandusky, Ohio. Before we get to it, know about Donnie Presley, yes, retired police officer. Heads up, he's our Sam Drucker of the Big Show store. So, of course, we got our 40th anniversary special edition T-shirts. And right now, we got the duh, the love you mean it, the hey, big man, let me hold a dollar. Make sure... Well, go ahead and call. Make sure he's awake. He's sleeping on the cot out in the warehouse. He's waiting for him to call in and ship some stuff out. Also, go to the Big Show store when you go to thebigshow.com. All right, well, let's look at Donnie's last few months on the police force. Randy hooked him up with a delay microphone. Decided, well, let's get him to do a public service announcement for us. And here it is.
All righty. Had a fine, upstanding police officer in the Big Show studios yesterday.
He would have been sitting down, but we couldn't find a chair.
So, anyway, Randy is after we were producing some stuff on the show, Randy was in the production room with him. And Randy has, bless his heart, he has little asthma problems, you know, with this heat and stuff going on. And I guess you took out your nerd inhaler. And, I mean, Randy has, like, his regular inhaler, you know. But, like, for this time... I mean, it's like a 5-gallon drum.
It's a giant white plastic thing. It looks like the pump off of like a hot tub or something.
But like Darth Vader sucking on that thing. Yeah. Anyway, so anyway, Randy was complaining about how hard it was. Mm. And this police officer said, oh, you've got it so tough. Uh-huh. So it kind of ticked Randy off, I guess, him making fun of you. And after you take it from us for 4 hours and then, you know, somebody
I snap
else.
Sometimes. Even if the guy does have a gun, I figure, what the heck? What if I got to live for just another day here?
But anyway, so I guess you say, okay, you think it's so easy, you know, you...
I said, let me sit in here. I'll go type up a little public service announcement. The FCC's been on us to get some public service announcements on the show. I said, let me go type something up right quick, and you just put on these headphones and read this for me on the microphone.
Now, some of you have heard, we do this before, like we had some bankers in here one day, and we made them do it, because it's a special sound syncing thing. You have, Alan, you're in the biz, you understand this. When you run a tape recorder, you have like the playback head and the record head.
Yeah, and sometimes what you have to do is to sync up your audio. You have to talk along with yourself, and in order to keep yourself from sounding like an idiot, you have to have what's called a delay in your headphones.
Yeah. But if you take that off, see, like you're talking in a microphone, but you hear yourself like a quarter of a second later in your headphones.
And it makes you sound kind of goofy.
Anyway, so
it takes a lot of concentration, a real sense of professionalism.
Y'all may not believe this, but we have that problem on this show sometimes.
Yeah. So,
it'll happen. You know,
sometimes
you just hear
it goes
us just
out.
Saying stuff that doesn't make sense.
So anyway, so Randy sets him up, so sets down at the microphone, says, here, please, you know, read these public service announcements with that sync delay off. Right. So let's all listen to him together.
Cool.
Shall we? All right, roll that tape. There it is.
Okay, Donnie, just read what's on the script here, and we'll use it like for a public service announcement. Just go anytime you're ready.
I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In the event of an emergency, you should dial 911.
Maybe if you got like a little bit more of a serious read on it, try that.
I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In case of an emergency, you should dial 911.
No, try it once more, Donnie. I think you can do it.
You're keeping a straight face, Red.
Yeah.
I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In case of an emergency, you should dial 911.
Maybe if you talked a little slower. Try it once more.
I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In case of an emergency, you should dial 911.
It's emo.
Okay, thank you very much, Donnie. Maybe if you went a little faster. Try that. I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In case of an emergency.
I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In case of an emergency, you should dial 911.
A little faster. I need it a little faster. Yeah, we got to get it in under 5 seconds.
Okay. I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In case of an emergency, you should dial 911.
All right, yes, and we're all walking home today. On the radio. Hey, maybe you would like to talk to Donnie Presley. Congratulate him on his tribute this morning.
We took him off that special microphone, by the way. He won't be there all day.
What's that toll-free number? 1-800-471-STUFF?
Yes.
All right. Donnie should answer that. Yeah, make sure he's still up. Right. That's his requirement of this job. We picked him up. All 4 hours that we're on the show.
Stay awake.
All right.
And it's tough if he's listening to the show.
Here we go. Wrapping up his storied career before he retired as a police officer.
A good buddy of ours, police officer Donnie Presley, was here, and we had a little fun with him recently. Actually, we started out doing this with a couple of bankers. Randy would take him into the studio, and put the headphones on them, and it's some technical deal like running the tape past the playback head and the record head.
Just in summary, it delays what you say getting to your ears.
It's like when you call a radio station and they have one of those delays, and you say something, and it's a minute before you actually hear it, and
right.
You know, how people start talking slower, and it kind of messes
up. So when you put your headphones on and you're talking into the microphone, you're hearing yourself about a half a second later,
right.
And the tendency is to try to talk
slow
and
down
catch
and
up
let
with
your
yourself.
Voice.
Yeah.
Catch
so
up.
So it's not like the officer has a speech impediment or anything like that. He's he's a very sharp individual, but when you put the headphones in a microphone in a second delay, he sounds.
You can certainly make him sound like he's not.
So we had him do a 911 call, and it was just so funny because he's a good sport about it, making fun of him. So he has found a certain celebrity here being on the big show. Talking like that. As always, when something starts out, I don't know, it's just that Big Show good luck kiss.
We'll make a celebrity out of somebody that has trouble talking.
I mean,
y'all have seen that over the years.
Well, I mean, something that they can look at Chainsaw Ted.
Yeah.
Chainsaw Ted is a guy we found in Cherryville, North Carolina, that sounds like a chainsaw. Okay? So he wound up on Johnny Carson's show, on the 25th anniversary Johnny Carson show, he won $10,000 on America's Funniest People, and it happened for him, and, well, it looks like it's happening again for our favorite police officer.
Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, listen to this. This is Donnie's first feature-length film.
Francis Ford Owensby presents the summer's biggest action-packed blockbuster. The mysterious Avenger of the Night comes to the big screen.
No, don't kill me! Who are you?
I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In case of an emergency, you should dial 911.
Police officer Donnie Presley is Dirty Donnie.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, you gotta ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
A group of international terrorists has taken over a giant skyscraper, and only one man can stop them.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
He's a one-man juggernaut of action and excitement.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Donnie Presley is Donnie Presley in Dirty Donnie.
Freeze, turkey. Up against the wall.
From Revco Embassy Pictures, rated R.
I'll be back.
Ta-da!
Good one. Let's get it, man.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere, find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
Bye, y'all. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back at it on tomorrow. We love you, and we mean it. All right, man, you got some smart alecky to end the show with?
Sure.
Do you want your panties back?